Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets once again here on a Friday. And once again, Roy, it was just a bad day all the way around. All commodities coming under the pressure, the outside markets and debt worries and pretty much everything kind of came to a head yesterday, didn't it?
Well, you started out saying good morning, and I'm not sure it is. Maybe weather-wise and for people who are harvesting a good crop and have got some of it sold, it's probably a good morning. But for anybody that was long the grains or long the stock market, it sure isn't a good morning, at least as of yesterday's close.
See, now that's, we talked before we went on the air about the grains probably didn't change, you know, fundamentally or supply and demand or anything like that from one day's time period, but just kind of goes to show once again how much the outside markets do impact grains.
Well, I think this particular instance, it was pretty much all outside influence. We may have seen the grains a couple weeks ago a little bit overbought, and we're still suffering from that. You look at the seasonal price trend chart, and this is the time of the year when you expect soybeans especially to go down pretty hard, and they certainly did that, and the corn actually went down harder yesterday, but it maybe was a little more overbought than the soybeans were. So, I wouldn't say that we should have expected this, but I would say that given all the conditions that came together, probably maybe should have been a little concerned that it might happen.
We were also talking about how some of the grain buying agencies widened the basis yesterday, too. Is that something that, you know, normally happens in a sharp sell-off like that, just as a kind of a cautionary move?
Not necessarily in a short sell-off, but here we are the third week in September, and, I was just yesterday afternoon was out to Weeping Water driving up and down the road, and there's a few combines rolling, and I would say they're not making big progress, but the inclination is there, and so we have to look at this and say, well, this is probably on the track towards the harvest low, whenever that might be.
I also noticed local grain buying agencies, and maybe this is a key, maybe it's not, but I'm seeing soybean bids below $12. I'm seeing some corn bids below $6. Is that kind of a psychological mark?
Well, it could be. We certainly have soybeans here in Cass County under $12, and the corn is, if you got cash corn right now, it's a little over $6, but October-November bid is right at $6, and I think it would be pretty important for that to hold, although this is the time of year we expect prices to go down, and so, it may just be a factor of the seasonal trends coming into play.
So now here's the big question. What, if any, can we do about it, I guess?
Well, first of all, I'd say if you haven't got sold what you want to have sold, then it may be a little bit late. Hopefully people took my advice and sold some soybeans before that September crop report, and if they did that, they've got to be pretty happy because beans are down $1.25 from where they were then. Otherwise, put them in the bin, set tight. I like to recommend selling this time of the year, and especially into a market like we've got now. It's just a time to hold that crop off the market and see if maybe we have some surprises on the crop report that the crop won't be as big as what people are anticipating and things like that.
Sure. Remember, you and I talked last week, one of your favorite terms has come back out once again. That's a dead cat bounce, and you said you started tracking that now?
I started tracking it. I went back to the 9th of September, which was 2 weeks ago today, and of course, since that time, the market has done nothing but go down, so there really isn't anything to say about any signals we'd have to make sales, but this is the time of the year when I look for a harvest low, and in fact probably maybe 2 weeks yet before we would expect a normal harvest low, and so it's time to start keeping track of the cash bid and the March futures, but don't anticipate getting a sell signal here for at least a couple of weeks.
Sure. You said you were out and about in the countryside. What's the coffee shop talk? The neighbors, what are they saying for some early yields down in your area?
The ones that I've heard have been running 160 to 180. I think that might be towards the high side. That's what I call a coffee shop yield. Take that for what it's worth, but I would be happy if my yields fell in that category, because we really had a pretty tough summer when you look at it. We had enough rain, but it wasn't very well distributed, and it timing-wise, it wasn't the best. So there's going to be some surprises on the downside, and I think there'll be some corn and soybeans especially that will probably be really good. So, not just an awful lot of yield numbers coming in yet.
Sure. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And I would say with the weather that we've had here recently, a few warm days, some windy days, boy, that's got to be pushing soybeans towards wanting to be combined, huh?
It is, and, I guess we're fortunate. We haven't had the extreme heat that we get sometimes this time of the year that causes them to dry prematurely. We've really had sunshine, but decent temperatures, so that we should be getting the nutrients in those beans and the nutrients in those corn kernels to make for good test weight, and hopefully that'll also make for good yields.
For folks that would like more information from you, gosh, we talked about a lot of things this morning here. How can they get that from you?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the information, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I'll look forward to it.
As do I, Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.